I've been so wrapped up in frenetic activity that when the Angelus bell rang on Irish radio today at 12 o'clock, I really welcomed the pause and interruption in my busy life. My mind went immediately to Nick Holloway Vox and to the contemplative living space that he has helped to bring into existence on Google Plus and also on Audioboo, back channel really. And it really is a great moment to stop. What Nick Holloway Vox brought about was a pausing at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5 and 7 in the day. And an opportunity to, for 10 minutes, join him in quiet, mindful, to use my term, existence and experiencing in communion with others. Now, I'm an unbeliever, an unbelieving man, if you like, somebody who doesn't have any religion. But I do value that interruption that I was reminded today of by the Angelus, the bell ringing, I think, for 12 times. It's a, you could say, in a very secular world, it's an anachronism, a hangover from the past when the whole of Irish society was dominated by Roman Catholicism, which you better comply with, otherwise you'd be in big trouble. But in this day and age, when there isn't half that kind of pressure, even though a lot of it does still exist, it has changed in my mind into something that is suitable for people of a religious persuasion on the one hand, who will make their own meaning of the experience of the Angelus, and some will carry with them all the meaning that they acquired when they were very young towards the Angelus and through the Angelus. But also to an unbeliever like myself, or to this particular unbeliever, the Angelus bell is both an echo from the past, but also I have translated it in my own mind into something that's also suitable for somebody who, you know, sees miracles everywhere and doesn't see the supernatural as a separate realm at all, and who really, you know, has nothing particular to say except that he's an unbeliever, who doesn't use the word belief very often, except for the values that I stand for. So there we are, the Angelus, Nick Holloway Vox, a moment of quiet mindfulness while I walk towards a place that is called Electric, which is a bit of an ironic commentary. Bye-bye.